From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And we take you back now live to Clandathlin, where our forces are battling the brain bugs of the New World Order. Again, thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give the phone number out in the next segment, and then I'm going to finish up with the NSA news, and then get back into your phone calls and then all the rest of the news I've not gotten to yet. Obama's preparing to shut down what's left of our power plants and infrastructure, another loving gift of Vladimir Pooty Poot, as Bush liked to call him. Vladimir Putin says West arming Syrian rebels who eat human flesh. And then they go on the bottom of the article and go, actually, they do like to eat human flesh, but what's wrong with that? I mean, if you're not a friend of Al-Qaeda, you're not an enemy of the Tea Party, right? Unbelievable information. So we're going to continue breaking that down. We're going to look at what has unfolded over in Turkey, because that ties into people wanting basic liberty. And we are going to be taking your phone calls. You know, I haven't got into Obama launches total takeover of the media system yet. Again, that's from February 8th, 2011. How long ago was that, guys? That's about 2 years ago, isn't it? A little more than 2 years ago. And then we have the related story there. Flashback, Obama launches total takeover of media system. I guess Kurt has now written another article on that same subject. Well, good job, Kurt. Obama launches total takeover of media system. And then again, if you click on that, it will take you to our original article. Actually, I have it up here on screen that goes over all of that. Just so you understand, it's not just they're going to watch you now. Part of watching you means they're going to talk to you. And they're going to make sure you respond. And that's all part of the national census going from every 10 years to every year. And then for some businesses, every month. There is no law, but hey, you better do what the Godfather says, or sayonara, capiche. So be a good paisan and bow down to the New World Order, and collectively, politically, spiritually, open your wrist up, because the New World Order is thirsty and they like the blood of free people. So do what you're told. Submit to authority. That's what made America great. That's why the new American flag is a ostrich sticking its head into the sand, my friends. So that is just some of what is coming up after the break. But never fear, D.C. residents can apply for a pot card. See, that's one thing. Like the Democrats will take your guns and will get rid of your sovereignty and will try to abort your children. And then the Republicans will act like they don't want to abort your children, make sure that happens. And they'll get rid of your borders too, but act like they're not. But then they'll try to throw you in jail for pot charges because, well, you know, the big prison companies openly lobby both parties to build more private prisons with taxpayer money, but to make the profits private and the cost public. Then they got to throw you in there. I mean, this is how slavery has been reinstituted. So I'm going to finish up with those reports and play a clip of 14-year-old at the center of the NRA t-shirt controversy, now facing possibility of 1 year in jail for not taking his shirt off that said, "We must defend our rights." Imagine the irony. The actual t-shirt says, "Protect your right." Now, if they have it up on screen, I can see it. Imagine the irony of the cop saying, "Take that shirt off." And he said, "No, there's no dress code against having things that aren't profane here in the school. And this is my right. Take it off. You know, get in there, Moses, and build me bricks to make the pyramids." I mean, that's really what it goes back to. It's a lawful order of Pharaoh. It's a lawful order of King John to, you know, give him everything you produced. Well, they rebelled up in Sheffield, England, 900 years ago, over like 25% taxes. We pay a lot more than that. We're good serfs. Introducing.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Gandalf Jones. Actually, if you're a radio listener, you can just try to figure out what I'm talking about. But if you're a TV viewer, I am smoking a corncob pipe. And many pipes, including many types of wooden pipes, have been outlawed in Florida. It is a felony. You've got to fill up all the private prisons with people. You've got to, because the big private prison corporations on record are in the top 10 of lobbying groups, giving hundreds of millions a year to federal and state governments to have taxpayers pay for new prisons, which then they service and run at giant profits. And the prisoners work inside of the prisons, building everything you can imagine, not just furniture and license plates, but electronics, customer service phone calls, you name it, for 25 cents an hour or less. And then good old boys sitting around in the town wonder why they have no job. They're like, make them prisoners work and don't let them have air conditioner. They got hot tubs and color TV in there. I've got a cousin who was in the Army, and then he was worked for the post office, and then he triple dipped and for like a decade went to work for the state prisons. And he retired over it. He said, it's crazy. It's in the summer, it's 120 degrees in there, and it makes people 10 times more violent. And the way these buildings are built, no breeze comes through. It is torture. And I've heard people on the radio, don't have air conditioning for these prisoners. Yeah, torture them. That's going to be you they're going to put in there. The violent criminals run the government. It's come out, the State Department this year alone hired 2,000 felons. A bunch of them aggravated. Police departments are hiring aggravated felons, and it's always a mistake, but nobody gets fired. They want aggravated felons, period. That's how all this works, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the article. Former Tea Party governor makes possession of a bong a felony. Infowars.com, and we have the different newspapers there. The Miami papers and others are reporting on the same thing. But, I mean, even if it is for marijuana, I mean, give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. Alcohol is so much worse than marijuana, and I'm not even a marijuana guy. I'm more of an alcohol-type guy, but I'm even getting away from that. And that's right, J.R.R. Tolkien was a big pipe smoker. So, J.R.R., don't, if you ever come back from heaven, or Douglas MacArthur, don't go to Florida. Great state, by the way, great beaches, a lot of nice people, and more marijuana than you can shake a stick at, which is the plan. Got to fill those private prisons up. Got to have an economy. Here's another one. Police trained to treat Keystone XL protesters as terrorists. Now, whereas I don't like these George Soros-funded people trying to shut down our pipelines just so George Soros and Berkshire Hathaway on record can make all this money shipping the oil out of Canada via trains they own out to the West Coast and then to China. That's how business works. Use government here to shut down industry and then fund them. But still, they're not terrorists. And in the training manual, alternate links to, they call them terrorists and talk about how horrible it is to protest. Why don't our police move to Turkey where protesting isn't allowed? Here's another one. Video game casts Tea Party and Patriot groups as enemy terrorists. Again, I see this all the time. Every new video game that's a shoot 'em up, every new movie, TV shows, you see it. The people that talk about the Constitution are child molesters or murderers. They're now saying it isn't Al-Qaeda that's the enemy. It's the gun owners, the Tea Party, the libertarians. Can people see that Homeland Security was set up for us and they now admit it was? Anybody. Oh, you're protesting a pipeline. You're a terrorist. You're protesting for the Second Amendment. You're a terrorist. You're protesting for farmer rights. You're a terrorist. Oh, you're going to sit there and eat a bunch of Prozac and watch football? You're a good American. Absolutely incredible to see this type of stuff going on. All right. Now, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I want to go to your phone calls coming up in the next segment. I'm going to hit some other news here in a moment. But first, here's the number to join us for first-time callers only, please. Give new folks that haven't been able to get through, haven't been on a chance, specifically on all the scandals, on them now being in mainstream news. USA Today with the headline Friday, West funding Al-Qaeda in fight against Assad, and they admit the main fighting group is Al-Qaeda, and they are killing Jews and Christians and everybody, but that's okay. See, I've been proven right again in your face. I want to talk about that. The NSA, Obama now with video and text messages to take over all the phones, and I guess they're saying turn on your TV and make you hear announcements even when it's off. That's coming up. Meanwhile, Congress has a 10% approval rating, lowest ever. Which only makes them gear up more with a police state against us. They know they're illegitimate. They know they're criminal. We're going to be talking about all that. I want to get your take on all of this. And do you think it's a good idea that people with basically any type of pipe in Florida be given felonies? I mean, you got to have an economy with people working for 25 cents an hour. Even the Chinese aren't that cheap. Poor Chinese. Maybe they should move their suicide nets around the penitentiary, kind of like Apple has at Foxconn over there. It's so liberal to have suicide nets, so trendy. Al Gore cares about you, and so does Obama. He got a Peace Prize, didn't you hear? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I want to hear from you with your questions, your comments, 877-789-ALEX, and we will get you up and on the air today. But just finishing up with this, since I mentioned it, and let's go ahead and go to this clip that I was talking about earlier, where a 14-year-old, the center of an NRA T-shirt controversy, and the report acts like it's okay. You know, he didn't take his shirt off. He had to follow an officer's order, and so now he's going to spend a year in jail. They're throwing the book at him. So if a cop said, take your cross off your neck, do you do it? It's a lawful order. That's an unlawful order, but cops are taught now every order they give is a lawful order. Unbelievable. They need to sue him for civil rights violation of the First Amendment. You're like, oh, no, do what a cop says. Oh, and when they've arrested before people that won't quit giving a speech about Jesus at their valedictorian award, you as an individual could talk about AC/DC or deer hunting or video games or loving Jesus or football. It's your free speech at the commencement speech. So you either support the First Amendment or you don't. You either support the Second or you don't. And this cop needs to be fired. Let's go ahead and go to a clip. Here it is.
A $500 fine and up to a year in jail. That's what the 14-year-old student who refused to change his NRA shirt could face now that a judge has allowed the prosecution to move forward with its obstructing an officer charge.
You know, I think eventually we're gonna get through this, but yeah, I don't ever think it should have made it this far. Not at all.
The Logan County Police Department initially claimed that at the time, 8th grader Jared Markham was arrested for disturbing the education process, obstruction, and were told officers even went as far as threatening to charge him with making terroristic threats.
And Jared didn't do anything, in my view of the facts, that obstructed Officer Atkins in doing his job. I think Officer
All right,
Atkins
that's enough.
Could have done something different.
Yeah, by the way, I've read the complaint. They're saying wearing the gun was threatening. I saw one last week where the kid said, your Pop-Tart looks like a gun. It wasn't even shaped like one. And so they kicked him out. This is mind control, folks. And it shows the cops on the newscast. I mean, just move to North Korea, buddy. There you go. And don't worry, though, when the government says, you know, we're taking your private bank accounts, as they're gearing up to do, the officers will be like, it's an order. Do as we say. Go to the FEMA camp. Take your shot. Government is God. Romans 13. Do what Hitler says. You're supposed to do whatever the government says. That's why Jesus whipped the money changers. That's why they went in the fiery furnace and didn't follow orders. They were of the devil. They now teach. I've seen TV preachers saying, the Christians were wrong to be thrown to the lions. They should have worshipped the gods, the Romans said. These are not churches. These are authoritarian government megaphones where devil worship is happening in plain view of everyone. That's what it is. The IRS is now on tape telling pro-life groups, you will not pray and you will not go out and protest. I mean, people are like, yes, sir, Romans 13, government says kill my baby, I will. Kill that baby. Jesus said so. He said so.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click bensdiscountsupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on bensdiscountsupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3323. 3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to your phone calls, because if I start getting into news, I'll never get to them. And then I'm going to show some video, break it down for radio listeners of what's happened in Turkey. Where a few weeks ago, they were going to shut down the only park left in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople, lost during the Crusades. And it was just a bunch of peaceful people out there saying, don't shut it down. So the riot police came with bulldozers, tear gas, injured thousands, beat up some people, killed some people, disappeared some people. And so then people started protesting en masse. And it just shows how out of control the power structure worldwide is and how governments have been gearing up to crush the population. When meanwhile the police are having their future crushed as well. It really is sad how we have branded worldwide via media propaganda free speech as something terroristic or bad. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Then I'm also going to get into Obama to take over your phone, take over your computer. Even when it's off, it will turn on now and give you Obama messages. They've been pumping you with flood messages and traffic messages just to get you ready and prepared. Now it's going to be political messages. And they have political messages on MSNBC saying your children belong to the state. Men are bad. The family is bad. World government is good. Just get ready for more and more because you put up with it. Let's go ahead. And who should I go to first here? Well, this new phone system. We have a new phone system. It has like 20 lines instead of 11. They're just all lit up. Francis in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Happy Father's Day, Alex. How are you?
That's hate speech. You're not allowed to say father in French or U.S. federal documents. Father or mother is hurtful. I'm not joking. You just committed a thought crime, sir.
Throw me in jail. I don't care. Whatever.
Whoa. In fact, hold on. Viewers won't believe it, and TV and radio listeners won't. Will you guys type in federal documents, remove word father and mother, and show people, because I'm not kidding. Go ahead, thought criminal.
You're right. No, you're right. I have 3 points I want to make, three very important points. Number one is this, that I used to have Verizon as my phone carrier. I actually got rid of them. But I found out about 8 months ago when I heard your show about them surveilling you through your Verizon phone calls. You know, I told a couple of my friends that at work, and they basically laughed at me, basically said, you're crazy. How could this happen? And guess what happened a couple of weeks ago? Everything came out. But what happened?
What do your friends say to you now?
Oh, I haven't seen them. I'm on vacation now, but I'm dying to go back to work and just to see exactly what they think about the situation now.
Well, we're going to have to send some officers by to talk to you about using the term father, pal. What are you, some kind of sexist? Don't you know using the word father hurts people that don't have children and is hurtful? All speech is hurtful unless it comes from Big Brother.
Well, I guess I'm committing a sin, and I guess I'm guilty as charged.
Worship government right now. Let's worship it together.
I got one more question for you to make. As far as for Glenn Beck, I think, in my opinion, I know you try to be nice to him and all that stuff, but he's such a phony. He plays both sides of the fence. You know, in my cablevision carrier, which I have cablevision, that's my carrier for my TV, he has a show on. I don't say, why can't you have a show like that on TV?
Well, we're gearing that up and setting that up, but a lot of it becomes a capital issue. They had to spend tens of millions of dollars to get that channel. We're on some systems and things already, but we're having to deploy it. So I'm not funded by, you know, big globalist financiers and people, and I don't want to get into a Glenn Beck bashing.
No, I understand that, but he's just a phony. He plays both.
No, you know what? I turn the other cheek. I mean, I have the entire fake left and right attacking me, and, you know, the latest thing is, you know, Alex Jones has death-threatened me. And it's just completely out of the blue sky. And then you read the fine print, it's some of his listeners did. Well, I mean, I could have somebody send me an email saying, you know, talk bad about Glenn and you're going to get it. I mean, he just is a total drama queen, and I appreciate your call. My only issue is that I wouldn't tell people FEMA camps are real, I'm going to expose them in a month, and then come out and build a straw man and say they're not real when they're on record existing. Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I mean, there's so many different Army field manuals. It's all admitted they've got civil unrest. Maine Corps program, Operation Garden Splice. It's in the Miami Herald. It's in the Associated Press, this whole continuity of government program to use the Pentagon. And he goes around saying none of that's happening. But that's what the establishment does. And, of course, they're going to have a counterfeit of myself out there to play the part of anti-establishment who really is pro-establishment. But he starts it all the time because he's extremely obsessed with me and extremely jealous. And it's on record he is. But years ago I learned he had like four or five people tracking everything we do. And I personally don't listen to him. Every once in a while I randomly tune in. He's talking bad about me. I mean, great. He has a bigger terrestrial radio audience than I do, so I think it's wonderful. Send them all to InfoWars.com. But I really care about freedom. I care about a future. I don't want to fight with Rachel Maddow, who attacks me and lies about me constantly. There's new video. She said again last week that I said the tornado was sent by Obama to hit Oklahoma City. I never said that. And she doesn't have a clip of me saying that. And then Bill O'Reilly played a clip and said, there's a lot of sexual hate speech on the internet, and then cuts to a clip of me talking about mercenary assassins, because I know what the clip was, out of context, and just says, here's the sexual Batman. And then just cut. Why are they doing that? Why do they have hit pieces every day in major newspapers? Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, Nightline, you name it. Because I know what I'm talking about, folks, and I'm a constitutional populist. I think that's the best way to describe me. And see, you just got me on a jag, sir. I really need to get to the phone calls. Hayes in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I apologize. I'm not very well spoken sometimes, but I'd like to draw your attention to an issue that I discovered. I'm a Mensa member. Every week I receive a publication called the Mensa Brainwave. May 28, 2013, there was a story in the Mensa Weekly Brainwave. I'll read you the title. Cold fusion reactor independently verified as 10,000 times the density of gas, the energy density of gas. This is possibly the biggest story of our generation. I haven't seen it covered on the mainstream media. I'm reaching out to you to have your reporters look into this, because I guarantee you if nobody's watching, this will be swept under the rug.
Well, let me tell you what happened. They had what Pons and Fleischner are going from memory 20 years ago come out, and they made a joke about how it was in a mayonnaise jar and it didn't work. They have independently now confirmed, let's not exaggerate, 30-plus times that I've seen cold fusion. The problem is, the power levels are usually very low, and they don't know how to extract it. So it isn't really usable so far. If they ever come out with feasible, high-powered cold fusion, absolutely, it is revolutionary. And we know that's what the NSA is out there for, is to spy on companies and people that do develop things. And if you come up with what they call disruptive technology, they will kill you. NSA is not there to stop Al-Qaeda. They run Al-Qaeda. NSA is run by foreign banks. They are there to make sure we never have technological development. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this break. Great point. We'll look into that. Ted, Matthew, Shannon, Michael, Rob, Exy, Bill, JT Coyote, Wren, Robert, your calls are all coming up. Get ready. I'm Alex Jones.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best
best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's very important to remember something. The technocrats, the establishment, are obsessed with cutting-edge medical developments. But not just that, all the rest of the technological developments that are out there, because whoever's in control of that is in control of civilization and society. And they act like you're animals, like I'm an animal. They just write about this stuff publicly, and then if I talk about it, they'll have their corporate prostitutes get up there and laugh and say it doesn't exist. That's why everything I talked about 18 years ago has now unfortunately come true. Not because I was some incredible analyst, but because I actually went and studied what they were saying, what they were doing. And they've taken over the world through fiat financial fraud. They've got control of the technological military industrial complex. they've got the technologies now to extend their lives massively, and they do not want to give that to the general public. Because their argument is, there's too many of us, we're dumbed down, we're spoiled, we're brats, we're scum. And I got to be honest, a lot of that's true. But the globalists are even worse. And I don't want to be targeted with soft kill weapons in the food and water. I don't think it's funny. I don't want to be experimented on. You know, I don't like this. And I think you have a right to know what's going on. I think you have a right to know what's going on. Because I believe we can build a better society and lift up humanity. See, the globalists claim they're doing this whole nanny state to lift us up. But when you actually look at it, it's meant to dumb you down so you're not in the real game of life. You're off playing some imaginary, you know, video game where you live in a false reality. They want you neutralized. The average person operates and behaves like a child. And it's time to grow up and get serious and take the New World Order personal, because they take destroying you and your family very personally. Now, you've been warned. I'm going to give each caller about a minute because I want to get to all these. There's like 20 of them. Matthew in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Pretty good, sir. Go ahead.
All right, Alex. I have a question, a couple questions. Are you still getting behind this march on the state capitals with Kokesh? And if so, do you believe that it could be a threat to the Constitution?
Yeah, I've never been for an armed march on D.C., and I've not been for a march armed on capitals, even though open carry is legal and lawful in most areas and legal and lawful under the Constitution. I was simply trying to say, if all this happens, we need video cameras everywhere there so the system can't set up provocateurs.
Right, but do you think this could be an excuse to go for our guns? In which way do you think it could be harmful to the Constitution?
Yeah, I don't think it's an excuse to go for our guns. That's why they've been arresting Kokesh twice and threatening him and stuff. They don't want a revolution to start right now because we'll beat them that way. We'll also beat them in an info war. They don't want to let us choose the time of when an armed revolution starts. They want to blow something up and then blame it on us, so they can then have an all-out war against us. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Shannon in Minnesota. You're on the air.
Yeah. I just noticed how they have, like, all the grandstanding with, you know, how they could prevent, you know, 9/11 from happening if they had the NSA.
They had the NSA doing exactly what it's doing now then, and I've talked to the NSA people like Sabelle Edmonds. People always say, if the government was involved, there'd be whistleblowers. Criminal elements were involved, and Sabelle Edmonds and others were there and watched our government command Al-Qaeda the entire time throughout the attacks. She's on record, and it's come out mainstream news. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think it's funny, you know, all these, you know, like the Denver shooting and all that, you know. If they had this technology in place, which they clearly did, you know, why weren't those stopped?
The Denver shooter was being handled by a top Air Force psych warfare chief who ran entire bases. They had entire files on the guy, and there were multiple shooters. They get a drugged up zombie there at the scene who's on amnesics like Halcyon to not even know they did it. Same thing with Sirhan.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had. You know, I just, you know, think it's just kind of, you know, ridiculous.
The NSA is not there to stop terrorism. It is there to spy on good people in government and good people in corporations to make sure they never know why anything they do that's good gets shut down. The NSA is there to serve the God of this world, Satan, Baphomet, El Diablo. I appreciate your call. Good points. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Texas. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, brother.
Well, I just talked to my mom. I'm from Illinois. I moved to San Antonio about a year ago, and I got to say I couldn't be happier. But every once in a while I have to speak to my mother, who once in a while we get into a political battle. Of course, she's a hardcore liberal Obama supporter like I was.
Let me just say something about San Antonio. It's got the best people I've ever been around. I love Austin.
And
I love
you 100% on that, and that's what my girlfriend told me. I moved in with her, and she was 100% correct. She works out here. I've never met a better person or people in my life. But to cut to the chase here, because I know we don't have a lot of time and a lot of callers want to get in, my mother still supports Obama, admits everything, and by talking to her the other day, it's official. They have my mother. by her soul because, I mean, I can't even understand what she's saying half the time. She's talking about politics. She used to be really good. She used to be really quick on everything, and she just agrees with Obama and what he does, honestly, because I think she's just used to being tossed down, used to being thrown down anytime she stands up.
She's in love with him.
She is, absolutely. And the whole biggest part and the question I'm looking for, actually, is the Patriot Act. That's her defense to everything about the NSA spying. Well, he's protected under the Patriot Act. No, I don't think he is. And
No. Warrantless spying. Look, the FISA is a rubber stamp, and that's unconstitutional. But they grab everything. Or they'll say, well, Republicans are bad. I mean, that's like saying, well, Jeffrey Dahmer killed people, so it's okay if Ted Bundy did. It's all bad. And people get invested in a personality, and then they don't want to admit they're wrong. And I would say stop trying to argue with her, because it almost becomes a power trip for people when you try to convince them, say, hey, believe whatever you want. Go ahead and tell her, I think Obama should be given another peace prize. Give her USA Today on Friday, where he's commanding Al-Qaeda in Syria, you know, killing the Christians and Jews and minority Muslims, Alawites, and just start agreeing with her. Like, bring a stack of articles and go, I think it's good he's going to break in over our phone and take over. I think it's good, you know, that he's got 2 billion bullets in armored vehicles. I think it's good that they're saying that the state runs children. You know, try agreeing with her. I appreciate your call. That's the best way to handle these people. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Bill.
Yeah, your phone's real low. Go ahead. Okay, I said Bill. We went to Exy. Go ahead, Exy.
Hey, Alex. Miss texting.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Your audio's a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a public school teacher of 14 years and a union member and a really large fan of Charlotte Isherby, and I understand the dumbing down of America majorly. Have you heard about this new national Common Core curriculum that 45 states have unwittingly signed on?
Yes, it's written by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It is designed to destroy critical thinking. But we've already got a 20-point IQ reduction from the fluoride. We shouldn't be mad at dumbed-down Americans. They are brain damaged. Those of us that are still operating okay would have had like 160 IQs. You know, now we only have like 140 IQs. And so the people that would have had 100 IQ have an 80 IQ. People that would have had an 80 IQ have a 60 IQ. I mean, you've just got wreckage. It's a chemical warfare operation. Pentagon run. Of course they're brain dead. Chemical weapons will do amazing things, ma'am.
Oh, absolutely. And not only chemical, but as a teacher, I've had modeled for me how to perform these lessons, and it's absolutely soul-sucking, mind-deadening.
All right, we're going to let you go, ma'am. We're going to let you go. Got to watch the language here on the show. That's a good way to get hung up on immediately. You guys got that right. Fantastic. You obviously have had too much fluoride, honey. I'm sorry. That doesn't matter. Listen, I got a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. 2 hours is not enough on these Sundays. Bill, JT, Ren, Robert, that's all I got time for when we come back, because I've got to get to several other key news stories. Stay with us. The website is InfoWars.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back, and I got to apologize to Pixie. I've got an earpiece that I listen to, so I'm the one that's had too much fluoride. She said soul sucking, and I thought she said something else. With all these stupid FCC rules, I get paranoid. So yes, ma'am, you made some really good points, and I apologize for yelling at you there at the end. We have so much of it, though. So many calls we've got to delay out that. You can understand why. Let me just run through a bunch of final calls before I hit a few pieces of really top news I haven't gotten to yet. So much of the news that we will not get to today is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Flashback, Obama launches total takeover of media system. The NSA is two-way. They don't just spy on you, they take over. Now that's the rest of the story. Multiplying scandals to hide the one scandal that could sink Obama. Find out what that scandal is at Infowars.com. Hundreds in Hong Kong protest NSA surveillance. How dare them? Democrats who attacked Bush for spying on citizens now justify Obama doing far worse. NSA admits listening to U.S. phone calls without warrants. That's CNET News. Iran to send 4,000 more troops to aid President Assad forces in Syria against Al-Qaeda. Who do you root for, Iran or Al-Qaeda? This is crazy. Britain prepared for war in Syria 2 years before crisis flared up, France's former foreign minister says. Oh, yeah, they funded the Al-Qaeda to attack 2 years ago. So, of course, now they're at the war started 2 years ago, folks. And then tear gas and bulldozers running over the Istanbul people. And all they wanted was to keep their park open and were peaceful, and then the cops attacked them. Turkey has elections, but the military runs that country. And that's what America's turning into. Most countries are like that. And I don't mean your son who's in the Marines or your daughter who's in the Navy. I mean the, you know, the fat cats that run it, the el jefes, the big chief, baby. I don't want to live under the chief. The president's only the commander-in-chief when Congress declares war and tells him what to go do. Then he's the chief of the military, not the big chief. Let's go to some phone calls here. Just briefly, InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off on all the water filter products, 10% off with the promo code WATER on the gravity-fed stainless steel. Best out there and lowest price, side-by-side comparisons, blows the competition away. ProPure at InfoWarsStore.com. And be sure to remember promo code WATER to get 10% off. And your purchase also supports our transmission. Get the June issue of the magazine or give gift subscriptions while it's still supplies are still left. InfoWarsStore.com. And you can find all the great books and films and information we cover. It's a giant online shopping cart at InfoWarsStore.com with the lowest prices on hundreds and hundreds of products. And you can start pre-ordering. It comes out next month. The film that I'm in, that I'm distributing as an exclusive distributor, the film State of Mind, which blew me away. I mean, when I saw it, I said, okay, I want to, I consulted on it and I'm in it. But when I saw it, I said, whoa, I want to really get behind this. So pre-order State of Mind and get a free film for the first 5,000 orders. We'll get a free copy of American Dream, the animated documentary film exposing the history of the Federal Reserve. It's very entertaining. It's like South Park meets a history lesson. So InfoWarsStore.com, State of Mind, order it now. And while supplies last, I have 5,000 of the American Dream film. So when it's gone, I'll no longer be able to give it free with the film. InfoWarsStore.com. And State of Mind gets into the whole history of mind control and then the present and the future. Let's go to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air. Welcome, sir. Hello, Bill. Well, I'm doing good, Bill. You're doing good? I'm glad you're doing good, Bill. Let's go to JT Coyote in Colorado. He's an occasional writer for InfoWars.com. I'll know if it's him. JT, is that you?
It's me.
Okay,
I'm
buddy.
All here.
What'd you call in about?
Well, I got a couple of points, Alex. First, I want to greet you the proper way. I will say happy Paternal Progenitors Day in order to be politically correct.
No, I showed AP and Reuters the word father is hate.
That's it. Secondly, demonizing the pipe or pot use is like demonizing the gun for crime. They're going after the tools.
Well, George Washington, exactly. There's no lobby for the pipe, so they'll ban even the wooden pipe in Florida and felony charges.
Yeah, that's insane, man.
Well, they should arrest George Washington. He actually smoked. He actually didn't just grow hemp for sales and rope. He actually grew what they called toothache or stomachache hemp. George Washington actually smoked pot. So I'm unlike George Washington in that I'm not a marijuana type guy. I know I'm not trendy, folks. We have Ed Asner on the line. Hey, JT, I'm going to come back to you. Ed Asner needs no introduction, and I know that our crew's out there interviewing him and others in Hollywood right now. Ed, is this you?
It's me, baby.
It's you, Ed. Wow. Why do I get a call from you, my friend?
Well, it's been a long time.
It has. How are you doing, sir?
I'm still an admirer of all you do, and I guess you're one of the last voices left standing in this so-called democracy.
Absolutely, sir. I guess, are you out there with Rob Jacobson doing a video interview, sir?
Rob? Is it Rob? There he is. There
absolutely. He is. No, I figured that's who you're with. Well, what do you make of the NSA spying coming out and funding Al-Qaeda to attack Syria, sir?
I think that they're looking to stir up things and perhaps create the genesis for World War III.
I agree. And why do you think they want to start a war? As a political distraction?
Well, because that's all they know. That's all they know. Business does well with wars. And, of course, the military-industrial complex does very well. So it furthers the control of the corporatists over the people of our country. It further makes us all sheep.
Well, I agree. Listen, you're very gracious to call in on the show. I would love to formally get you on. You've been on, I don't know, probably 10 times over the last decade. I would love to get you on sometime, sir, whenever you'd like to just maybe spend 30 minutes to talk about the waterfront.
Well, anytime you want.
I didn't get a chance to come to your play that was on tour when you came through Texas, but I heard it was pretty successful.
Yeah, it was. And I'll be going back on tour with that in October.
By the way, I did discover and confirm, I'm sure you know him, that Captain Kirk is a listener of the show, and Captain Kirk, also known as the Price, what's Priceline Negotiator, said to say hi to you.
Well, give Captain Burke a couple of wings for me. he's a very interesting sucker, I'll tell you.
Well, I tell you, the former head of the Screen Actors Guild and won every award out there. How many awards have you won, Ed? I'm sure you don't want to talk about it, but you've won everything, haven't you?
I haven't won a Tony, and I haven't won an Oscar, so we got a way to go.
Well, you certainly, you know, what's your favorite performance you've been in, Ed Asner?
Well, I can't deny the extent I identified with the character in Rich Grand Poor Man. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you're good in everything. I mean, I love that small role. It's not small, medium size you played in JFK. You were so good in that.
Yeah. And I had very little to work with there. Nobody knew anything about him. So we had to manufacture whatever we did.
Hey.
And I had a great time with Elf. You know, and the total effect of Elf has been enormous.
In closing, and then I want to talk to you off air because the show's ending, and thanks for calling in. Isn't it good news the NSA stuff's coming out, or is it too little too late, Ed Asner?
Well, I think what we'll have to find out is, what are they going to do about him? If they leave him alone, then there are still democratic principles at work in this country. If they try to crucify him like they did Manning, are still attempting to crucify Manning, then I think...
That's right. I think Snowden's a hero. What do you say?
Oh, I do, too. I think so.
Unbelievable.
And everybody, press, media, doesn't rise up and try to defend him as openly as possible, then the government truly will be labeled fascist.
Well, that's it for this live transmission. Ed, I'm going to say bye to you here at the end of the show and try to set you up proper for the show. Retransmission starts now, Infowars.com. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday show. God bless you all. Get out there and take on tyranny.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.